Hi, and welcome to the Magazine Rack. I'm Chris. I'm Bob Massa, and today I'll be reading again from Consumer Reports' Best and Worst issue about cars and trucks. We're going to start with an article about airbags are a real lifesaver, and this story was written by Bob Sorokanik. It's been 50 years since the introduction of an airbag, and on the anniversary, there is a remarkable story to tell. The stats are astounding. Frontal airbags have saved over 50,000 lives in the U.S. alone, according to the data from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. They reduce driver deaths by 29% in front-end crashes and fatalities of front-seat passengers 13 and older by 32%. And airbags, along with other safety devices such as seat belts, have brought down the total death toll in U.S. car crashes by more than 30% since a peak of 54,589 in 1972, even though the population has grown by well over 100 million since then. It's true that since airbags became mandatory in the passenger vehicles, they also hit some big bumps in the road. The most notable of these is the ongoing Takata airbag recall that began a decade ago. Hundreds of people have been injured and 27 killed by a malfunction that causes certain deployed airbags to spray metal fragments. Billions of cars with recalled Takata airbags likely remain on the road today. More recently, the federal government began pushing for the recall of more than 50 million airbags made by a U.S. manufacturer that could have a similar defect. But safety experts are adamant that the benefits of airbags far outweigh any risks. Airbags remain overwhelmingly safe and highly effective at saving lives and preventing injuries, says Emily A. Thomas, a Ph.D. manager of auto safety at Consumer Reports. Becky Mueller, senior research engineer at the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, agrees. Airbags are still far more likely to protect you in a crash than they are to cause you any harm, she says. Safety experts also say it's critically important for consumers purchasing a car to understand the various types and configuration of airbags, and if buying a used car to make sure its airbags are not subject to a recall and are in good working order. Here, the story behind airbags in modern cars and what you need to know about them when buying a vehicle. For many years, cars lacked much in the way of safety equipment. In fact, it wasn't until 1968 that automakers were required to install lap and shoulder belts in front seats. But no laws required people to use those belts, and New York became the first state to enact a seat belt law in 1984. Consequently, in the late 70s and early 80s, less than 14% of Americans wore seat belts in a crash. Unrelated passengers were often seriously injured or killed after being flung into metal dashboards or ejected when cars' doors flew open and windows shattered. In 1974, General Motors introduced a more primitive version of today's airbag at a $235 option on certain Buick, Cadillac, and Oldsmobile models called the Air Cushion Restraint System. It incorporated air cushions hidden in the steering wheel and under the instrument panel that would deploy in a crash. A main selling point was that it could keep you and your front seat passenger safe while wearing only a lap belt, requiring no shoulder belts to confine movement or detract from the car's interior appearance. GM's airbag option didn't catch on with the public, and it was quietly discontinued just 2 years later, but automakers kept on experimenting with airbags, and in 1988, Chrysler began to promote them as standard feature in most of its cars. Early airbags saved lives, but they also deployed with greater force than today's do, and as a result, injured and killed people. The NHTSA estimates that airbags were the cause of more than 290 deaths between 1990 and 2008, mostly unbelted children or infants riding in the front passenger seat. Advances in airbag technology included reducing the force of deployment, and adding weight sensors that detect a smaller driver or a passenger have almost been eliminated the injuries and fatalities caused by properly functioning airbags. NHTSA says that all children younger than 13 should ride in the back seat regardless of airbag advancements. And while airbags are required only for the driver and front passenger seat, they are commonly found throughout the car. Safety programs like the IIHS vehicle ratings help raise the bar beyond what the government requires, Thomas says. This incentivizes automakers to engineer safety solutions to be competitive among their peers. Last spring, NHTSA took initial steps toward a recall of as many as 52 million airbags made by a Tennessee-based manufacturer, ARC, and a licensee. Similar to the Takata recall, the problem is with allegedly defective inflators that can spray metal fragments into the car when the airbags deploy in a crash. As of December 2023, 7 injuries and 1 death in the U.S. have been connected with the ARC airbags, according to the NHTSA. ARC has so far resisted NHTSA's efforts to force a recall, but General Motors last year voluntarily recalled nearly a million of its 2000 to 2014 models that could be affected. At publication time, GM was the only auto manufacturer of 12 using the ARC bags to have issued a broad voluntary recall related to the possible defect. CR's Thomas says that while news of the possible ARC airbag defect is concerning, the risk to the public is low. The chances of being in a crash in which a defective airbag deploys is very small, she says. NHTSA estimates the risk of malfunction of an ARC airbag to be roughly 1 in 371,400. Thomas advises car owners to check the NHTSA website for recalls at least every 6 months to learn about any recalls affecting their vehicle, including any related to airbags. Now let's take a look at the airbags to look for. Only driver and front passenger airbags are required in cars, but almost all models also come with front seat side airbags and side curtain airbags because they help car makers meet federal requirements for protecting passengers in a side impact crash. But other types of airbags are also available and may be a good choice if they're available in the car you're considering. Here is info about additional airbag options and other important airbag-related safety considerations to make when you shop for a new or a used car. So consider rear, side, and front airbags, or front center airbags, Emily A. Thomas, CR's car safety expert, says that whether you need these depends largely on how you use your car. You want the highest degree of protection for all passengers, she says. If you always or often have people in the back seat, you'll want rear side bags. Similarly, Thomas says you may want to consider a front center, also called a far side airbag, for extra protection, especially if you often ferry a front seat passenger. Located between the two front seats, it is designed to help prevent the driver and the front seat passenger from hitting each other or the vehicle interior in the event of a side impact to the vehicle. Next, check the vehicle's crash test ratings from NHTSA's new car assessment program, called NCAP, and the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. These measures a vehicle's performance in each crash test, including how well the airbags work to protect passengers from injury. You'll find the NCAP star rating on the vehicle window sticker of most new cars. For used cars, you can search for the rating at nhtsa.gov/ratings. The IIHS vehicle rating is at iihs.org/ratings. The IIH tests have been more frequently updated than the NHTSA's, so they are a stronger predictor of a rural crash, of a real-world crash protection, Thomas says. Look for vehicles that have the top safety pick or top safety pick plus as designation from the IIHS. So make sure the airbags are not subject to an open recall. While federal law specifically bans the sale of a new car with an open recall, that's not true for used cars. To find out if the used car you're thinking of buying has a recalled airbag, enter its 17-digit vehicle identification number, or the commonly referred to as VIN, at nhtsa.gov/recalls or on NHTSA's Safer Car app. If the vehicle has any open recalls, airbag related or otherwise, have the seller address them before you buy the car. And if you're considering a used car, get a vehicle history report from Auto Check or Carfax. Some dealerships can provide the reports free of charge. The report will indicate whether a car has been in any crashes that resulted in airbag deployments. If a car's history report showed that its airbags have been deployed, consider walking away, says CR's auto technician Mike Croson. If airbags deployed, the impact could have been forceful enough to cause structural damage to the vehicle that you may not see. And finally, have an experienced technician inspect any used car before you buy it. They will check for airbag fault codes, which, if present, would indicate a problem with the car's airbags, Croson says. So if you're in the market for a new car, here's what CR says are the best buys right now. According to Benjamin Preston, who wrote this article, car prices are a record high, but we've discovered or uncovered some great options under $27,000. If you haven't been in the car shopping in a few years, prepare yourself for some sticker shock. Manufacturers are pumping out the most popular higher-priced SUVs and trucks and have pulled back on production of lower-priced models. And those less expensive vehicles on dealer lots can be loaded with options you don't necessarily want that bump up their prices. Manufacturers may advertise the base trim, says Gabe Shenhar, associate director of CR's Auto Test Center, but dealerships tend to stock pricier versions packed with popular features. This, along with limited supply and high demand, can drive the final cost well above the base price. The average transaction price, the amount you will actually pay for a new car after negotiating with the dealer, is now more than $48,000. A 23% increase since 2019, according to Cox Automotive. But you don't have to spend that much. We found 10 great cars that are safe, reliable, and inexpensive. The list is based on the national average transaction price from TrueCar, a CR partner, not including destination charges and options. Each meets a CR's strict criteria to be recommended. To save you the most, we chose the lowest price trim typically available. Not sure of the order here, but we're going to start with a Kia Forte LXS, 70 overall score, gets you 34 miles per gallon, and came in at a $21,503 price tag. And they say here, simple controls, agile handling, excellent fuel economy, and an accommodating rear seat, and a trunk that's significantly larger than those of most cars in its class make the Forte a great value for the money. And key features for this trim include the mid-level LXS trim includes a keyless entry, a six-way manual driver's seat, AEB with pedestrian detection, LKA and driver attention monitoring. By the way, for those who do not know it, LKA stands for Lane Keeping Assistance. Next, we have a Nissan Sentra SV, overall score 70, 32 miles per gallon, price tag of $21,909. The Sentra has a lot to offer, including a roomy interior, great fuel economy, nimble handling, a sprightly acceleration, a comfortable ride and easy-to-use controls. Key features in this trim are the mid-level SV trim adds standard features like alloy wheels and a 6-speaker audio system with Sirius XM, AEB, and BSW, and driver attention monitoring are standard. And again, those terms mean AEB, automatic energy braking, automatic emergency braking, and BSW stands for blind spot warning. Next, we have a Toyota Corolla LE, overall score of 75, 36 miles per gallon, price tag of $22,498. Long a favorite among budget-minded car shoppers, the Corolla offers great reliability, utility, and fuel economy at a competitive price. It also boasts a lively handling and a comfortable interior. And the key features for this trim, the base LE trim includes automatic climate control, a 6-way manual driver's seat front and rear USB ports, AEB, LDW, and these are the safety features, and LKA. And LDW, if we haven't used it before, includes, says it's lane departure warning. Next, we have a Hyundai Venue SEL. Overall score, 64 miles per gallon of 32, 22,781. And it may look like an SUV, but the Venue is essentially a front-wheel drive, subcompact hatchback, one with good forward visibility, intuitive controls, and a generous cargo space for a car this small. And the key features in this trim are standard features in the mid-level SEL trim are wireless Android/Apple CarPlay, dual zone climate control, AEB, BSW, and LKW. Moving on, we have a Nissan Kicks SV, 65 overall score, 32 mpgs, 23,643 is the price. The FWD Kicks hatchback has SUV looks, good forward visibility, and a relatively quiet, comfortable ride. The climate system and radio are controlled by straightforward knobs, and its fuel economy is a boon to in-town driving. Key features in the trim are mid-level SV trim includes a center console, storage bin, an 8-inch infotainment screen, AEB, BSW, LDW, and RCTW. Which, by the way, means it's a rear cross-traffic warning, RCTW. Next comes a Hyundai Elantra SEL, 74 overall score, 33 miles per gallon, price tag of $24,551. Relatively roomy for its class, the Elantra offers nimble handling, a smooth acceleration, great fuel economy, and an easy-to-use infotainment screen. Key features for this trim, the list of standardized features offering in the mid-level SEL trim includes dual-zone climate controls, a 10.25-inch digital gauge cluster, AEB, BSW, and LKA, and other driver attention monitoring. Then we have a Mazda 3 2.5S Select Sport, 78 overall score, and a 30 a mile per gallon, $25,094 price tag. The Mazda 3 offers engaging handling and a responsive powertrain. It also feels upscale with a quiet, comfortable ride and a luxurious-looking interior. And their key features for this trim are one trim level up from the base sedan. The S-Select Sport trim includes dual-zone climate controls, make-believe leather upholstery, AEB, BSW, and RCTW. Next is a Subaru Impreza Sport, 76 overall score, 29 miles per gallon. And the average price is $25,155. A versatile hatchback with a standard all-wheel drive, the Impreza is a solid option for budget-minded car buyers. The base 2.0-liter engine is fuel-efficient, and the car provides a stable, comfortable ride. Key features in this trim are the Sport trim includes 18-inch alloy wheels, LED fog lights, AEB, and automatic high beam. Next, a Kia Soul EX, 73,000 overall score, 28 miles per gallon, $25,679. The boxy Soul looks small from the outside but has a roomy interior, but most notably a huge rear seat. The easy access cargo area can be expanded by folding of the rear seats. The trim in this particular line is the top-of-the-line EX trim includes an 8-way power driver's seat, heated front seats, a sunroof, AEB with pedestrian cyclist detection, BSW, and again, RCTW. Okay, we'll finish this grouping with the Honda Civic Sport, 71 overall score, 33 miles per gallon, $26,607 price. The Civic is known for impressive fuel economy and its quick steering and precise handling. It's a good choice for buyers who place value on driving enjoyment. And their key features for this trim are, near the bottom of the lineup, the Sport trim includes an 18-inch alloy wheel, a leather-wrapped steering wheel, AEB, and LKA, and automatic high beams. So where do you find the good deals? CR's auto experts have the advice you need to snag a great new vehicle at a really low price, no matter what size and style you're looking for. Target the less pricey models, but keep your options open. You can save money by being flexible with both the size and type of car you buy. For example, small sedans tend to be less expensive than small SUVs, so if the small SUV you want has a limited availability or the price is too high due to increased demand, pivot to a second choice such as a compact hatchback. Refer to CDAR's reviews and ratings to find alternatives in the same vehicle category and price range. You can also broaden your search area. Websites like TrueCar or Car Gurus help you search by geographical area and enable you to widen your search radius to include low-priced cars that are farther in a field but still close enough to see in person. Call ahead to make sure the car you want is still on the lot and you will be there and it will be there when you arrive. And then consider the options you need versus the ones you want. You may want the convenience and comfort of a power driver's seat, a heated steering wheel, or an all-wheel drive, but these features are often available only as a part of a package or other options, or in a higher trim level that increase the price by thousands of dollars. Most of the inexpensive models that CR recommends have standard active safety features, such as AEB with pedestrian detection, and all of them have power windows, locks, and mirrors. Search for lower trim levels without extra options if you want to save money. And finally, place a factory order. Although this approach often requires months of lead time, it may enable you to afford the model you want by avoiding the expensive option packages commonly found in cars on dealership lots. Just be sure you'll be happy with a model lacking these features. You can order a base version of most cars, but most people will wish they had paid a few hundred dollars more for features like automatic climate control and keyless entry, says Gabe Shenhar, CR's. Next, we're going to take a little look at the brands that make the best cars, and we rank automakers from best to worst on their scores and survey results. And I'm going to tell you how they rank the car brands. The overall score for individual models is based on four key factors. CR's road test reliability, owner satisfaction, and safety. For the road tests, we put vehicles through more than 50 tests. Predicted reliability ratings are based on problems reported by members from 20 possible trouble areas in CR's annual auto surveys. Owner satisfaction predictions are based on whether CR members said in our surveys that they'd buy the same vehicle again if given the chance. And finally, safety includes an assessment of any available crash test results and extra points assigned to vehicles that come standard with key crash prevention systems. And our annual rankings of 34 automakers can steer you in the right direction when making a new car purchase. These rankings are based on the average overall score, a combination of road tests, predicted reliability, and owner satisfaction and safety, as we just mentioned. Top two brands this year are the same ones as in 2023, with BMW leading the pack with an 82-point score, followed by Subaru, the leading mainstream brand, at 80. The key for both companies is their consistent combination of high road test scores and very good predicted reliability. Porsche takes the third position with a score of 80. Both Porsche and Cadillac moved up 10 positions this year due to their improved reliability. Keep in mind that even high-scoring brands have lower-performing models, so be sure to check the ratings for the autos you're interested in. This is especially true for bigger brands like Ford and Toyota, which have some models that perform far better than others in our tests. Of the 34 brands CR tested this year, we recommended every model tested from 7, which include BMW, Porsche, Honda, Mini, Kia, Mazda, and Acura. Simply put, you can buy any tested model from these companies with confidence. And there are 9 brands that don't have a single model recommended by CR. Consider carefully when buying one of these. To be included in the brand ranking, CR has to have tested at least 2 current models from the company. And we've tested only 1 model from Lucid, Polestar, and Ram, so they are not included in this year's rankings. So here they are. I'm going to read the top 10 rankings from top to bottom. So if we start with BMW, they come in at number 1. And Subaru is number 2. Porsche is number 3. And Honda is number 4. Lexus is 5. And Mini comes in at number six. Kia comes in at number 7. Mazda at number 8. Toyota comes in at number 9. Hyundai comes in at 10. And those are the top 10. Now, they were followed by Acura, Audi, Buick, Cadillac, and Genesis as they finish out that listing kind of thing. The 7 that were listed as the worst, I guess is that's the only way you can put it, I'm going to start with the bottom, and this is working in reverse order. So this going up, it's the worst to the least worst, I guess is what you would say. Jeep came out at the bottom, and followed by Land Rover, Jaguar, GMC, Rivian, Mercedes-Benz, Alfa Romeo, the Maserati, and closing out the list is the Volkswagen. We're going to stop at this point before we get into the new car ratings. So that's it for this installment of the magazine Rack, and I've been reading from the April issue of Consumer Reports, and I'm Bob Massa, and so long until the next time.